You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1%. That's how much sales at AutoZone stores open for more than a year fell last quarter. The drop isn't bad, considering that many locations were forced to reduce hours or move to curbside pickup only amid the coronavirus pandemic. AutoZone beat analysts' estimates for revenue and profit when it reported on Tuesday. With stay-at-home orders and closures of non-essential businesses, the outbreak has hit the rest of the bricks-and-mortar retail world especially hard. Such a small dip for AutoZone could come as a surprise, given that people are driving less these days. But that could make it a good time to get those car repairs that consumers may have been putting off. And the economic uncertainty makes buying an expensive new car a less attractive proposition right now. Another reason for drivers to take better care of their old wheels. The next number up is $31 billion. That's how much in convertible bonds companies have issued since just the start of April. It's more than half of the $57 billion raised in the convertible market in all of last year. The economic shutdown caused by the pandemic has triggered a stampede of companies looking to raise cash. Many are turning to convertible bonds, which act like a regular bond until the company's stock rises to a certain price. Then the bonds can be converted to equity. Convertibles are attractive to investors because they offer the yield and safety of a bond, but with the upside potential of a stock if the company does well. And for issuers, yields tend to be lower than for conventional bonds. Companies like Tesla, Teladoc, and Southwest Airlines are among those that have issued convertible bonds. Our last number is $12.5 billion. That would be Warner Music Group's market value at the middle of its proposed IPO price range. The record label said on Tuesday that it planned to go public under the ticker WMG, which it used until 2011 when it was taken private for just $3.3 billion. The huge growth in Warner Music's valuation over the past decade demonstrates how streaming has saved the music industry. The decline of CD sales and the rise of file sharing had many calling for the death of music labels. Now, more than half of Warner Music's sales come from licensing payments from the likes of Spotify and Apple Music. Warner Music said that its results in April were hurt by a softer advertising market and the loss of live events during the pandemic. But its streaming revenue rose 12% from a year ago. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.